It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It is time for our small business spotlight. Joe Thurs, Guy Julian back in studio with us. Guys, good morning. Welcome back.
Morning, Jay-Z.
I love how you mute us.
You don't know.
I just don't turn you up.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, you gotta wait, man. You gotta, you know, let the music fade down and bang.
Yeah, because like nobody wants to hear what we're saying while we're muted.
Joe was thinking about switching the good morning, everyone listening. Music to Glory Days, Bruce.
No.
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Reminiscent.
You are spot on with this music.
Reminiscent of the days of yesterday in Shenandoah.
All right, Skip. Let's
next.
Yeah. Next.
Yep.
We're gonna pivot now to the next topic.
That took all of like 1 minute.
Yeah, it goes quick. Right. Yeah.
Show's off the rails.
New record.
So something new in here, Worldwide News Network. I like it so far.
Yeah, our listeners do too.
Yeah,
they just report what's going on. They
People
don't
just
want to
hear
editorial.
News.
Exactly.
They want to hear what's going on.
Exactly.
We don't. No one cares what your opinion is.
Exactly.
They have their
they're
own
like
opinion.
You know, they're like your backside. Everybody has one. They all stink.
Yeah.
See how I clean that up? Broadcast Everyone quality.
Broadcast.
That's
quality.
Why they pay me $5.75 an hour.
The dump light is on. You're good to go.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
You can let it fly today.
I had to dump myself once. I did. I got wound up by the talk show. And I had dumped, I'm probably the only guy in history that had to dump myself.
It happens.
It does. You know.
I was watching the news last night, and I generally don't watch it. I'm on the phone with my wife, and she's like, "You're watching the news." I'm like, "It's just background noise at this point." I'm like, I almost can't stand how biased it is.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
Growing up, you know, I don't care what school you went to. I don't think we had opinionated school teachers or such opinionated. I'm sure the news is always some sort of, you know.
Not in the early 80s. I can attest to that.
It's not what it is now.
No.
Yeah.
It's a different world we live in. And like, I think it's challenging.
Social
and
media sucks. There, I said it out loud. Everyone could hear it.
It's
terrible.
It's a cesspool.
It's fake. It's 100%.
It is.
So where do we go with it? You know, it's like, because I printed it, it's real. It's not. Which leads me into what I was thinking of last night. And I messaged my good friend Joe when I finished work around 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
You were not there, but it's all right.
I was still working when you messaged me. I'm sorry.
I love it. So I seen it a long time ago, but life is a mirror. And I don't know why it jumped in my head, but it did. And it's just the concept that you're constantly reflecting your inner world. So like when you wake up in the morning, your people, situations, obstacles, whatever you encounter throughout your day, that becomes the canvas. That's what you're projecting. Your subconscious becomes real. And
I think you want to share your values and your visions with others. And that's part of that. Where that outpouring comes.
Let's say it like this. So if you wake up in the morning with a plan to share values with others, I'm pretty certain Joe Thurs is going to do that, right?
I try and do it every day.
Right. So life is a mirror, though. You're projecting your inner world.
So are you a projector or are you a mirror?
Okay, well, if you wouldn't really want to get into it, the concept operates in there's three distinct ways. So there's a reactionary to where it's how you treat the world. Generally, it's how you respond to it, right? So radiate kindness and warmth. I think that's a
projection.
A good place. Yeah. You know, you'll attract me to do the same.
Yeah.
Because people love good. Good spreads good. Trigger principle. You know, it's another one where that's a little tougher. Things that bother you, you know, often insecurities or things from the past, your unhealed wounds, you know. Like,
how often do we look for those triggers to have a bad day? It happens.
I think it's your habit of reacting to things that has happened in your past. Yeah. And it's such a challenge to, like, let it go. Put the bag down, move forward.
But I saw
it's easy to say, hard to do.
Yeah, and oftentimes, like, you know, traffic is, like, probably the number one. You're like, oh, man, this construction on 61 just drives me insane, you know? And I go, I got to go to Lowe's or whatever, you know? I have to drive through this. And like,
hopefully the engineer who designed the two lane into one in the Pottsville is listening right now. Cause like, you know, I'm sure that person caught a lot of grief over the past couple of years, but it's true. There's always a headache, especially now with the big construction project going on 61 on the grade.
And like, I'm enjoying it because I'm like, I see it as progress and I'm excited to see what it's going to do long term and be a safer drive. Cause that road was pretty bad.
Joe's actually concerned because he's losing his job security of, you know, when they fix all those potholes along 61, it's going to be less alignments, Joe.
It's true, but you still need
the bushings will last a little longer.
Maybe, perhaps.
And I think the last one is it's a belief principle when it comes to the concept of life as a mirror. It's your core mindset, you know, and that's where it operates on feelings of scarcity and unworthiness, which, you know, we do. As humans, we self-sabotage constantly.
100%.
And a lot of times it's another, and again, this is, I'm going crazy deep, but I'm on kill mode today. And it's like you're alone most of your life. We're sitting in a room right now. There's, you know, we have a great guest that's joining us soon, Jay-Z, Joe, myself. And a lot of times we feel alone, you know, because... we're fixers.
Yeah, absolutely.
I spend a lot of time helping people with problems. I know, like, even on Iron Valley, you know, I have a lot of things going on in my life. I don't really need to go and assist. You know, I don't need to have a brokerage. I don't need to. I want to. I love helping. We have a culture at Iron Valley Keystone that is unrivaled. It's not a lot of hype online, not a lot of BS on social media. You know, it's real. There's a problem. It's amazing our inner text between 12 agents or 10 agents. What it really comes down to is like, I'll help. I'm here. I'm free. I can help Saturday. And, you know, that makes you feel less alone in the universe. But again, you know, it's I think truly you are who you are when you're alone, you know. And if you want that feeling tonight when it's dark and it's partially moonlit, go out in the woods, in the middle of the woods, you know, go howl at the moon.
You'll feel it for sure then.
I did that two nights ago.
I don't even know why.
You could ask Emily.
If she opened up the secret vault, we would...
That's a long...
We'd have an interesting book to read, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Be in the, hopefully in the nonfiction section.
Okay, yeah. So I live in Higgins along the foot of the mountain, the north face of the Good Spring Mountain, and there was a pack of coyotes out howling. My wife called me out, and then I'm interested. I want to stay outside.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love the wild. Love it.
So now I have to ask, though, did you also howl?
I did one time. It's funny you said that, because I actually got my kids out. I'm like, guys, you know, like wolves howl at the moon. There's reasons you howl. It is empowering to howl, you know? I don't know.
JC's like, I can't believe, I can't believe I have to listen to this.
We do pay for this hour. He's shooting us out.
You're getting your money's worth today.
I set a goal last night to run a marathon. I wasn't going to bring it up on the air, but it is what it is. I'm going to run one. I'm capable of running it today, except my wife is requiring me to train this time. So that's fine. It's cool. I'd go running in jeans and boots, but
I'm capable of watching you.
We did a half marathon together about a decade ago.
Yeah.
I think you cut out from mile 4 through 9.
Yeah, it was a challenge for Joe. Some of us are built for speed and some are for comfort.
the comfort is the thing, though. Like, you know, that's where you don't want to live. You preach about that all the time.
Yeah.
There's no growth living in that comfort
zone.
No,
absolutely. And, you know, that's the man I was then versus today is night and day, you know. And the personal growth has to be huge. And a lot of us... fall victim to, well, this is good enough. I'm happy with this. You know, this is my lot in life, you know. And there's more to it than that, you know.
You're so right, Joe. And it's crazy because You know, for anyone listening right now, if you have children, grandchildren, you know, you're some sort of role model, if you've accomplished anything in your life, right? What happens is a lot of times, and again, we're human, we get comfortable, we self-sabotage. No, that's not right. If you did great things in your life, you're still that person, you know? You still own that. That's still who you are. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, if you were a football star 40 years ago.
Glory days.
I knew you were going to go there. I was. You can sing
you
it.
Set me up.
Sing
no, a little bit. I refuse to.
I looked at you. And somehow Bruce Springsteen popped in your head. But no, like if 40 years ago you were that guy, you're that stud, you're that woman that, you know, absolutely owned the basketball court, whatever it is, that's still you. You still own that. You know, don't let it go. You know, like you have yourself to hold high. Like there's little people looking up to you. Why wouldn't you own it?
Exactly.
Don't accomplish, you know, we all have losses. Yeah, help others miss it, but be proud of what you accomplished.
And don't take that knowledge with you to the grave. Like if you were really good at something.
Yeah, never retire.
Never retire. You know, it's funny, me and Cindy were talking about this earlier, about exit strategies and stuff. And I said, my vision changed. I took a lesson from a playbook of one of the most successful shop owners in my group. And don't look 10 years down the line. Focus on the next 30 days. Let's get through the next 30 days. And he built a $400 million a year business working on the next 30 days.
Okay, I have two comments to that. So first, this is not financial advice. If you can retire, right?
Yes.
Like that's a good thing. But no, I get what you're saying. Like don't give up. Don't retire. Be that support for other people. Be that role model. Be like, yeah, that's what I did through your life. You know, and
but if you look so far ahead, you're missing the short term.
When you're running, right, where's your eyes at?
Down the road.
Yep. I mean, generally, like a good runner, I don't know. I think this is how we were taught. You're looking 20, 30 feet ahead of you. You're looking pretty much short term. You're not looking at the goal line, like 3 miles away, trying to see where it's at. It's self-defeating, trying to look that far ahead. Yes, you need to future plan. But yeah, your eyes got to be on the road all the time.
Did you take pre-workout today?
I did not.
Are you sure?
I didn't sleep last night. So I went to bed around 10:30. I woke up around midnight not feeling good.
Did Emily give you pre-workout before she sent you?
Emily made white chicken chili last night, which I had a bowl, a small bowl, not even a large bowl. I had a small bowl before dinner or before bed. Didn't feel good. I was up most of the night. So this is just me with no sleep.
Okay. It seems like you had pre-workout like Thomas
I did
Andrews.
Not have pre.
Well, my confidence in you running a marathon just went up because you're using running analogies to talk about leadership.
I didn't run. I can't tell you the last time I ran. And Joe and I have recently been trying to take better care of ourselves the last 2 months. I cut out. I won't say it on the air because I don't want to offend them really local.
You don't want to unpromote.
Yeah.
We're all about promoting small business,
stop
not unpromoting.
Stop drinking the orange carton, let's say. Yeah. The beautiful, waxy orange carton that I love so much. But it's amazing. I lost 13 pounds in the last 2 months. Didn't do anything. No gym, no anything. Just cut a couple things out of my diet. And, yeah.
It's a world of difference with a little bit of self-care.
I cut the sugar out. It's simple as that, and I feel great. I will sleep tonight, though.
I hope so.
No howling. I'm not going out in the woods.
Yeah, thank God.
I say that, then I will.
Please don't.
I don't plan things. Spontaneous.
Listen, your neighbors struggle enough with you being there. Don't make it worse on them.
I have beautiful neighbors. Yep, the Lord has blessed me, and this body has put me with tolerant neighbors. That is so true.
Tolerant neighbors.
Yes.
And if you can't tolerate your neighbors, call Iron Valley.
And if you have a problem, you know, Iron Valley Keystone, 1507, Route 61.
South.
Yeah, Pottsville.
Yeah, excellent, excellent group of people.
There you go.
We'll take care of your non-tolerant neighbor situation.
Call Dina G, call Bobby Joe, Don Fisher. I can name them all.
I hope
but,
so.
Yeah, they're all waiting. So,
and on that note, we will take a quick break here and get back with our guests in moments.
Back with more after these messages. You're listening to Let's Talk here on WPPA Pottsville.
Bruce.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored. There's nothing to do around here."
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Looking for auto repair you can trust in Ashland and Orwigsburg? Joe Thurs Automotive is here to keep you and your family rolling, because when it comes to your car, peace of mind matters. Built on professionalism and kindness, Joe Thurs Automotive brings expertise, care, and a personal touch to every visit. And right now is the perfect time to schedule your service and save. Get our oil change special for just $69.99, including a free tire rotation and multi-point inspection. Plus, checks on your radiator, coolant, belts, hoses, fluids, suspension, and lights. Or stop in for our brake special, starting at just $329 per axle for cars with quality pads and rotors installed by the experts. For faster service, book your appointment at JoeThursAutomotive.com today. Joe Thurs Automotive, with locations in Ashland and Orwigsburg, keeping drivers in northern and southern Schuylkill counties safely on the road, one repair at a time.
Don't trust your specialized digging project to just anyone. Get the experts at the Lagos Backhoe Service in Marlin. Whether it's concrete work, installing block walls, or pavers, the Lagos has the equipment and know-how to do it right and at a fair price. The Lagos installs sewer laterals and makes sewer repairs, works on water lines, small excavating jobs, and also does snow removal. Call the Lagos Backhoe Service in Marlin today at 544-5480. That number again, 544-5480. Buy Pennsylvania's best home heating coal from Keystone Anthracite, 804 West Penn Pike, Tamaqua. Keystone Anthracite's coal has a high BTU value and low ash, and the pricing is very competitive in the industry. Whether you need delivery or want to pick it up yourself, you're guaranteed quality with Keystone Anthracite. Call Keystone Anthracite today at 570-386-2057. 804 West Penn Pike, Tamaqua. Buy the best. Buy Keystone. 570-386-2057.
When legal issues arise, there's only one law office local residents trust. Attorneys Tim Pelish and Tom P. Pelish, located at 304 North Center Street, Pottsville. They have the legal expertise to get you through civil litigation, divorce, and real estate transactions. They pride themselves on bringing justice and solid results to every client they work with. To schedule a consultation with one of our attorneys, give the Pelish Law Office a call today at 570-628-3325 or find them on the web at timpelishlaw.com. Losing a loved one is never an easy ordeal, and becoming overwhelmed can happen relatively easily. During the grieving process, one of the last things to stress about should be how to honor someone who's passed. Since 1847, Saucer Monuments and Memorials has provided beautiful ways for Schuylkill County residents to honor their families and loved ones. From beautifully sculpted monuments to handcrafted bronze or granite memorial markers, we can add a special touch to any memorial tribute. Located at 400 South Hoffman Boulevard in Ashland. Phone 570-875-3070. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Bill's Produce and Market has fresh produce and fair prices. Whether you're making new recipes or looking to change things up, Bill's is your one-stop shop. Pick up sweet plums and nectarines for just 99 cents a pound. Sweet Bing cherries are $1.49 a pound. Sweet large cantaloupes are $1.49 each. And you can order your party trays for graduation and 4th of July celebrations. Find all this and more at Bill's. Shop with ease. Go to Bill's Produce and Market, open daily on Route 443 in Schuylkill Haven.
Ken's Tires, located at Connors Crossing, Route 183 and 61 Schuylkill Haven, 1420 Laurel Boulevard in Pottsville, and their third location in Frackville, a complete automotive car and truck repair center. Ken's offers a huge selection of tires to fit your car or truck. When you're in need of tires or repairs on any of your vehicles, stop by one of their full-service and tire center locations. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. until noon. Trust Ken's Tires, three locations for all of your vehicle service needs.
We go the extra mile to make the customer smile.
USS Hockey Incorporated, iron and metal processors located at 355 East 2nd Mountain Road, Schuylkill Haven, handles all your scrap metal products. Also, roll-off container service is available. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. till noon. For current pricing on scrap metals, phone 366-0781. 366-0781. Find them on the web at USSHockey.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program on this Thursday. It's Small Business Spotlight. Joe Thurs, Guy Julian in studio with you. Welcome back, guys.
We're excited to be back.
We have a great guest in studio. Super happy. An old friend, Karen Ackley. She is the owner, co-owner. I can't leave Mark out. Co-owner of Next Door Photos. And welcome to the Small Business Spotlight.
Thank you. Thanks. And I know that you were kind of disappointed when you got me instead of Mark today, because I do know how much you like my husband.
So in fairness, I love your husband. In fairness, Karen started out coming in the studio, handing me cookies, saying, Mark's not here, but I brought a substitute. I'm like, there is no substitute for Mark. So
we do like cookies.
I said we won't say no to cookies, though. I did finish with that.
You did finish with that. Yeah, we do love cookies. That is true.
Yeah.
We got to turn her on the cake pops.
Ooh. We should have brought... Yeah, you know what's unfair, though, Joe? Talking about food when it's not present. Can we get some cake pops delivered? Is there enough time?
I don't think
so. 10:28. No way. Okay. That ain't going to work. Anyway, so for anyone listening, Mark and Karen Ackley own Next Door Photos. Mostly realtor-based business. So I know for myself, I use Mark pretty much exclusively for all of our shoots. There's some, I guess, to the north, you know, there's been times. But tell us about your services. So for all the real estate professionals listening right now, tell us what you offer.
Yeah, so our target market would be partnering with real estate agents, commercial, residential. We do anything. It's a one-stop shop. So photos, videos, aerials, 3D imaging, listing websites, virtual staging, you name it. As far as coverage, we're super excited because we are now in this area. I know for a while we were South Central PA, but the impact piece, there's a big impact piece of what we do. And AI is creeping into our space, and in order to hit some of our goals, Mark and I knew that we needed to expand, and so that was one of the triggers to having us come out this direction. So we are super excited about that. Berks, Redding, Schuylkill, and even up, we're going to be Scranton as of yesterday, actually.
Excellent.
Covering Scranton as well. So
growth is huge in business.
Growth is huge.
Did you reach out to our friends at Iron Valley in Scranton?
Yes, I did. Andrew Smith, if you're listening, call me back. I'm really excited. We actually have a book, and Joe, a shoot booked for Monday.
So Andrew's in Hazleton, and then there's
at your office. Yep. Yeah, we've had several. David, not too long ago, has a couple that have come through. And of course, we've been working with you for
a while. I was at Remax out of Mechanicsburg, and I had Mark traveling all over. And then, like, when I would – so the process, right? So you go online. Your website is nextdoorphotos.com, and you go on there to book online. And the online scheduler wouldn't allow me to book locally. So then it was always like I was texting you, Mark, and it was like this – it was actually good. It worked out really well. Simple text. Guys, this is what I want. You guys know how I am. Generally, it's the same package. I want the 3D tour. You know, that a lot of times I feel that media is what sells a home. You could write a description. I mean, nowadays, I think everyone uses AI, which is stupidly generic, which, you know, I don't like. Expansive. You see, go on Zillow right now. You'll find any listing that says expansive. They didn't write that. You know, that's such an AI word.
Is that the new keyword?
It's my trigger word. I see the word expansive. I see that and I go... Like, no.
So I'm gonna be honest with you. One of the things that, from a buyer's perspective, the floor plan is huge when I look at properties. If it shows a floor plan, I'm like, I can see it now. This makes sense to me, rather than just pictures of the home.
Yeah, actually, we've done some studies, and what we found is buyers are looking for photos. They want to go with a property that shows floor plans, the listing website, and there's a Twilight conversion. That's what seems to be what buyers are looking for.
What is Twilight conversion?
Oh, it's just a daytime photo that looks like sunset, and so that's what we built our main package around. It's just something that pops.
So it makes the house. I didn't pay attention.
It's usually like a sunset photo, colorful sky with the lights are on in the house. You know, generally gives you that.
Yeah, I've actually noticed that in some houses, in some listings lately, and I'm like, oh, they just got there at dusk and took the pictures. I didn't put anything else to it, you know. But they do really make the house pop.
Yeah, and the floor plans are an easy add. So that is definitely something. Pretty much, I would say almost 70% of our orders that come through include the floor plan.
Yeah, I think that's pivotal. That it just should always be there. You know, so great job on your behalf for doing that.
I would say most of the homes that you have a tour, you know, that you're using the equipment anyway. The floor plan is it's awesome though. Like a lot of times, like through the process, you go under contract with a home, and you get the call. We have a sectional. It's always a sectional. Someone's has a couch. It's like 37 feet long, and it's like I'm hoping it's going to fit in the living room. Boom. That solves it. You know, a lot of times, and you know what? When you have a, it's wild. And anyone that's sold a house, that's listening right now, you know how it is. You the curb appeal. You know the mulch is perfect. There's no weeds. You do everything you could possibly do. The house is tidy. You have kids. That's a feat, right? So you get the house just where it is, show ready. You're under contract. You could let your hair down a little bit. And then a week later, the buyer's agent calls and goes, hey, we'd like to come back in and measure. And like no listing agent wants to call their sellers and be like, they want to come measure. They immediately like, the deal's falling apart. You know, it's like the nuclear bomb. Like you do not want them coming back in. Why?
It adds doubt. Well, it takes away confidence and it adds doubt. Why do that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the stress on the homeowner that have to tidy up after their, you know, three children or, you know, two dogs, lizard, cat. It's all sort of things going on.
Yeah.
It looked perfect when we walked through the first time. What's all this clutter? Why is there dishes in the
sink? Why are people living in my house, you know? I didn't own it yet, but it's still.
They should really clean that floor. I mean, like, honestly, so the floor plan is probably one of the greatest values that you provide to the package. I always include one. Anyway, listen.
Aerials has been another one that has been a lot of agents are adding those. Proximity. It's not just what does the property itself look like, but what's around. Is it near water source? Is it near a park? Is it near a golf course? Is it in a big neighborhood?
So again, I'm a huge aerial guy. Almost all of my listings, with the exception of like the under 100,000, because there's really not enough money. You know, it makes it really challenging for an agent, but the majority of our homes, we have those aerials. I actually like for the main photo to be an aerial. It just gives it so much more volume, 3D. Mark likes that square, like he's really always like right on the front of the house. It's like perfect. Yeah. That's Mark's OCD. I tell any of my clients, if you feel like items were moved around your home, that's because Mark moved stuff around. Like, he'll come in and redecorate.
You see the pro stager?
Yeah, Mark is amazing.
I will say, so we have like 15 photographers, and it's so funny because we do a customer satisfaction score afterwards, and it's competition right now because Mark is so high in those customer satisfaction scores that and everyone else is like gunning after him right now. So watch out because they're coming.
Mark operates in a different. He should just be training everyone. And it's not like put your toilet seat down and turn on all the lights. It's not that. It's more like he'll go in a kitchen, clear some clutter or something, and place something on an island. And it's like well placed, you know. Mm-hmm. Mark should probably in a previous life, he was an interior decorator of sort. So? I would say he was something.
He does like to move our designer. Furniture around. Every now and then I'll come home and a room will be totally shifted around.
Who has that kind of time?
So, so it's Monday and I'm in our living room and we have a sectional, of course, and we have a good view of our backyard. And that's when my wife, I said, she likes to turn one way, I like the other. And after so long, I'm like, I'm just turning the couch. That's what I was doing on Monday. And I was like, you're not turning the couch, guy. Because your back is facing the yard. It drives me crazy.
We want to see the yard.
I want to see the coyotes running through the yard.
Why not?
They don't actually come out in the yard. But you can just hear them skirting our property in fear, living in fear.
Yeah.
So I always like to dig deep. How did you get involved in this business?
Yeah, it's a great question. Actually, because Mark and I, neither one of us have photography backgrounds. So we both have business backgrounds. And in November of 2019, he was actually at the time in the marketing space and loved what he was doing, loved who he was working with, just wasn't getting paid what he was worth. And so at that time, I was a volunteer coordinator at my church. And within that week, I knew we wanted to do something different. And I asked somebody to meet up. And during that week, you said something about this earlier, but I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. But during that week, two real estate agents and the guy that started our editing team all reached out to Mark and said, hey, you ought to do this. And so we got some more information. I said there was an impact piece earlier. Our editors are actually men and women who've been rescued from human trafficking or labor trafficking.
Wow.
And other vulnerable people groups. And so that impact piece, we've always been very driven by impact. And so we were very interested. We went to Michigan in December, and we actually launched in January with no photography background. but we learned everything is very much so process, and we knew we were going to hire amazing photographers on our team. And so that was January of 2020, and then COVID, And so, I mean, we were about 2 months behind projections, but it's been a wild ride. We've seen year-over-year growth. And get to work with some amazing agents locally and also have the impact piece, especially Guy Julian.
Stop it now. Divine intervention. That's what it sounds like. That's the creation of you and Mark's.
Man, if you heard the thin thread stories of how all of our photographers, the connections, I'll tell you one just real quick because it's amazing. She was she just went to our church. She was in a life group with my sister. And I just asked her what her thoughts were of real estate photography and if she'd wanted just to get her feedback. Here, she was born in Cebu, which is where our editing team is from. She's specifically told the story through video of women who've been rescued from human trafficking. A week before, her dad was like, you should get into real estate photography. And, there was another big one, but it was a long time ago.
I have goosebumps.
But it was like, okay, I hear you. This is something that we need to do. This was before we made the decision. And she was our first photographer.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to give the glory to God for all of it, you know.
What a powerful story.
Yeah.
It's true. One thing you said early on, though, is Mark wasn't paid what he was worth. So how's he like working for $2 an hour in the beginning?
he probably would still say that.
Mark's a happy guy.
Here's the thing. The business is still under his name. So he actually, all of it is his. He runs the business. I'm just along for the ride.
There's times when you're doing this and you're doing it and you're grinding away and you're like, man, $18 an hour to say, do you want fries with that? Sounds pretty good right now, you know?
Plan B.
You just keep going. Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our plans are not our plans is what we say, you know?
100%.
You have the vision and you have the dream and you just keep driving toward it. So obviously kudos to you guys. And it's bigger than the two of you. So good for you.
Thank you. And you were saying go ahead.
I immediately go back to the mirror. That's where
I was just about to go there.
But that's where I'm feeling it. Like everything Joe was just saying, that's where we started the show at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do good for others. That's it. Yeah. You know, that's the only reason we're here.
My mom would love that I'm using this line, but she has always said life is all about choices. And when you were talking about the mirror, one of our values is choose joy. And if you think about real estate photography, you can go from a multi-million dollar property to a tenant occupied hoarder's home. And I mean, there's opportunities in our line of work to for sure choose joy. And when we're onboarding, we're hiring right now. But when we're onboarding, we're looking for team members. Half of what we do is capture, but half of what we do is connection. And so we're looking for team members who choose joy. They know the values and like, hey, if these five values don't fit you, if this, you don't think this is a good place for you to join our team, then, I mean, let's stop now. Because everyone on our team, even though you love Mark the most, we have 15 photographers.
He's all right. I mean, let's really get into it.
Are absolutely amazing. They choose joy. They pursue excellence.
Mark, if you're listening, it sounds like Karen's taking you away. That's what it sounds like to me. You're being replaced.
Oh, no. But they're just
I'll still text you, Mark. It's
team.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how important to you is instilling those values into your staff? Like, and this is one we talk about all the time because hiring is always a huge thing in business. You can train talent, but you can't train culture.
Oh, yes, 100%. And we've had situations where, you know, we had to freeze someone's future because it just wasn't a good culture fit.
Yeah.
But I think, like, the values are super important. In fact, we're doing our quarterly conversations right now. And our quarterly conversations are really wrapped around, first of all, what's working well. Second of all, what's not working well. But then each of our independent contractors evaluate themselves as a plus, a minus, or a plus minus in each of our values. And so we talk about it there. And then we also have bananas, we call them. But we train through recognition. Any time that they show the different values within our team regularly, that we give each other bananas for, and then we explain why. For empowering freedom, and here's why. For choosing joy, and here's why. So it's just a really neat way of incorporating that into our day-to-day.
Wow, the culture you have really sounds amazing.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
And in our quarterlies, I would say the feedback has been very positive. Yeah. We do the quarterlies to open up transparency and lines of communication. But I would say the feedback on the culture piece of it has been very positive from all of our team members.
Excellent. So what's a... So you guys are doing it for like 6 years now?
Yes, yeah.
What's one of the biggest lessons you've gotten?
Oh, man. The biggest lessons, I would say, is that I can't do everything. That trust is important and that...
Who, not how?
Did you read that?
No, I mean, I'm sure I did. I like to read, so
yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere. But
it's a great book.
Yeah. Which one did you say? What did you say?
Who, not how.
Who, not how.
Oh, I've heard of it. I have not read that one yet.
Yeah.
Who, not how.
I'll get a copy. I have a couple in my office.
We can mail you one. Yeah. I think we both have copies of it. It's really good read.
But really allowing our team to step up and like delegate and elevate and realizing that they do a much better job in most of the areas than I do anyway.
And that's one of those... Where my business excelled is when I finally realized that I can't do it all.
Yeah.
And there are people that are better at certain aspects of it. Mm-hmm. And when you put the right people in the seat, the growth and the acceleration is so much faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to Guy about this too. I love, number one, I do get in, I do a mastermind with other local owners that do what I do so I can learn from them. But I also, so much of the real estate space, and I'm sure just in business, ownership in general, is transferable. So I love sitting down with real estate agents in particular, learning how they grow a team, learning how they lead, learning how all of these different things, because so much of that information is transferable to what we do. And we can share and learn from each other.
Yeah, it's one of the things I talked to a business owner. He's been an entrepreneur his entire life, and he goes, at the end of the day, it's just business. And that's the term he uses, it's just business. So the selling widgets or taking home photos or fixing cars or selling real estate, at the end of the day, it's still business. There's money coming in, there's money going out, there's employees. And if you can master the business side of it, everything else falls into place easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anybody tuning into the fourth quarter here, welcome back. We got Karen Ackley, our guest in the studio today. Welcome. Next Door Photos. I use Mark and Karen for all my photo excursions for real estate. So any agents, brokers out there, it's nextdoorphotos.com. I didn't say the number yet. I have it burned in my brain because I've been calling the same number. But 717-435-1070. To build on something you were talking about, you know, so sometimes allowing other people to do jobs, right? So Joe and I have been on this the last month talking about your five, right? You hear about it all the time. And I said to Joe, I'm like, you know, we're really searching for less than that because we have each other and we consider that we have wives that we love dearly, you know, value, high value. And so we're looking for our three. But at the end of the day, I said to Joe, I'm like, you know, if you look at your cell phone, right, and add up all the minutes, the people you talk to the most, they're your five. That unfortunately, or fortunately, it could go either way. But if you elevate, so how to elevate? Delegate work and then shift to the people you want to most replicate.
Oh, 100%.
It's so, it's easy to say, really hard to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to be, eagles fly with eagles. Yeah. I'm stealing that one, but it's so true. You know,
there's challenges in it too, in finding those right people.
Oh, yeah. We have a operations manager right now, and she was number 8 for that role. We had a rough, bumpy trek, but it was, first one was extremely good with details, but her people skills were a little different. So it was right person, wrong seat. She's now somewhere else, but within the organization, but it just wasn't right fit. Second person was extremely good with people skills, but not so much with the details. Third one was perfect. But anyway, so boom, 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 boom. Number 8 is great. Lysha, if you call that number, you're going to get her.
And I like that.
She is, 8 is amazing. Great. We have, yep.
So it just goes to show that, you know, were they 7 losses up to 8 or were they 7 lessons? You don't know. And if you just took one and took number 1 and just kept it forever, then it's a loss because you don't have the growth because it's not the right person.
Absolutely.
So we use the line all the time that we don't have losses, we have lessons.
Yeah. Yeah. And in that, because this is operations, you said about the biggest lesson. I look back now and it probably was realizing that I was doing things my way and it wasn't a process. So it wasn't a process I could hand over. So going through 8 people who are handling operations, it gave me we had lesson of learning. All of our processes are now very detailed because we had to hand it over 8 times.
Yeah, it's so, like, trust is so huge there because a lot of times an employee, they get comfortable in a position, even though you have that helicopter view where you're like, you would be better here where you're more detail oriented. And a lot of times, you know, no one wants to change. And you have to put your faith in something. I say it all the time, like God's unanswered prayers. You know, so a lot of times we don't want it, or we want something really bad, right? I don't want to leave this job. And then you change, and it's like, wow, I'm so thankful I was forced into that position.
Yeah.
But yeah, trusting the process to which, you know, especially from your position of leadership role, you know, there has to be faith below you that allows that change to happen.
Yep. And good.
At the end of the day, your name is on the job. Yeah. Like the employee number 13 does something, they're not calling employee number 13 at 6 o'clock at night.
Absolutely.
You know, so you have to have
that call? Does Karen get the call or does Mark get the call?
Well, after, no. Karen gets the call. I will say the problem solving or those, not problem solving, but like if there is that call, that would be a me call.
If you're a fan of the show, you'll know I say this all the time. Behind every good man is a better woman.
Exactly. Every time.
It's all the time.
We are super grateful for our wives. They without either one of them, we wouldn't be where we are.
Where would I be?
Oh, and your wives are super grateful for you guys, even though sometimes
I would still be walking around the woods.
I don't say it enough.
I don't know where either one of us would be, but we wouldn't have had the level of success we do right now.
My sweetheart goes to me, like last night, it's 10:30, and I'm on the computer, had a late offer to write, and she's like, it's time to come to bed. And I'm like, yes, dear. You know, it's like, she's right. Like, sometimes you have to have someone to tell you, enough is enough, turn it off.
Absolutely. And then a friend of ours, Jeff Bowers, had a post on Facebook. He goes, I don't know what late is too late to send the quote to the customer, you know? And I didn't get a chance to
respond
to him.
Such a subjective topic, early, late. Yeah. You know, it just depends on who you are.
I struggle with that line of turning it off. Like,
yeah.
When do you, how do you turn it off? So I need to do a better, I'm working on that. Yeah. I'm growing in that area.
I struggle with this. I was in the
boundaries.
I got in the office at like 6 a.m. and I had an email or a message from a customer, like, oh, I got to call this guy. And it's like 6:45. I'm like, I'm up. I'm like, I better not call yet.
It's too early.
You know? And people don't see that side of the business. You know, that's, you know, the glitz and the glamour of it, but not the
I love
6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah. The real estate industry is great. So, like, most realtors, you know, it looks like they have an easy job. It looks super easy. Like, oh, all they do is sell houses and show houses, right? But it's so great. Like, going back in time, one of my mentors, I never worked for Berkshire Hathaway, but Kay Mosser was just a phenom in the Higgins Valley. And the one morning, my phone rings at 2:30 a.m., and I reach over and I answer it. I mean, I have family members and I feel like I'm that person that gets the call. I'm the easy button, right? And I'm like, good morning, Kay. Everything okay? And she's like, why are you answering the telephone? I'm like, why are you calling me at 2:30? And she's like, I was leaving a message. I'm like, send an email. And it's so great. I absolutely adore her. I see her all the time now. And I think back one of my first deals, actually my first deal I was so lucky to have her, and whether she knows it or not, she was, you know, there was mentoring going on. I'm sure she knew it, you know.
That's one of the things I think in my role that I love watching is that the best real estate agents never burn bridges and build relationships, like genuine relationships, cross brokerage. And I think that there's something about a rising tide raises all ships, and that you can learn from each other.
Well, she should be on the show.
Yeah,
there it is.
We should have our
Joe says that all the time. Yeah. And it's so true.
And it's one of those things that
when focus on building your building. Don't worry about anyone else. Don't worry about how big their building is. Don't worry about knocking someone else's down. Build your building. That's all you got to focus on. Same thing. Yeah. Yeah. Rising tide. There you go.
Absolutely.
And then it's like I'll help other shop owners as well. Like I want to see them succeed.
If I sold sailboats, I would probably do the rising tide thing. But because I sell real estate, I have to do buildings. kind of make it representative.
Everybody should be able to win. Like, at the end of the day, you know, there's plenty of cars on the road. Unfortunately, most of them are either going to break or need service. Mm-hmm. We're here to help them for that.
Yeah.
But there's enough of that for everybody to go around.
Yeah. And shout out to one of our competitors not too long ago. They actually took us out for a steak dinner. And we're good friends. We respect them. They respect us. Business talk only went so far during the steak dinner.
Yeah.
But, like, we could still be close and good friends.
At the end of the day, you're still a person.
Yeah.
And you need to eat, so why not share it with somebody you have something in common with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, good.
Yeah.
It should be that way. There should be more of that camaraderie in business instead of the
automotive.
I'm out
that
to
way.
Get you.
I mean, yeah, hugely that way. You guys are.
We try really hard, you know, and some of the people that I've got involved with in the coaching company I belong to just bred that into us. It's just like, help one another, help one another, help one another. And
it doesn't hurt you to help others.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. And if they don't appreciate it, that's fine. But if somebody doesn't appreciate it, it doesn't mean it's going to stop for everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm really big on mentoring. And the little bit of knowledge that I have, I'm more than willing to share.
We were talking about life as a mirror. And there was the three concepts of how they're distinctly different, how that whole model comes. I mentioned the word trigger, and you mentioned you possibly have something fun for the radio.
Yeah, I thought this
I'm
would
hoping
be
that people
fun.
Driving or listening online could join in.
So I have some, so this would, I'm going to say a word, and I want you to say the first thought or first word or thought that comes to your mind.
All right, Joe, keep it clean.
And I didn't know you were in cars, or I would have done more cars, but this more real estate. But you can still join in.
Jay-Z, are you partaking?
No, I'm getting the buzzer ready.
All right. Fixer-upper.
Dump.
Fixer-upper? You can't think of one?
I can't believe you. What? You're choking on the
first one. All right, that's okay.
I'm trying to keep it clean.
All right, how about this one? Zillow.
Dump.
Oh.
Pass.
Buyer fatigue.
Phone a friend.
That is I don't want to buy a house.
Tenant occupied.
Oh my.
I can't stand my tenant anymore, and I really got to get rid of this place.
They're wonderful people.
You get your photos back.
Is this the
toilet
response
seat
we're
is
getting?
Up.
Yeah.
The toilet seat's up.
My favorite is when you're trying to sell a home that is tenant occupied, mm-hmm. and the tenant doesn't want the sale to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets real.
Well, we've had that. I mean, we come to the home. All we're doing is taking photos. And
does your dog bite? Yes, hard. Yeah. And it's like, oh, great.
If they don't want us there, we're like, that's, yeah.
The two pit bulls stay in the yard. Poor Mark.
Mark Ackley.
Wonderful. So easy. That's an easy one. Thanks for slide that one
throw
in there.
Throw that one in there.
Yeah.
Supra.
Can we go back to the Mark Ackley? I'd say absent. He's not here.
He's not here.
Yes.
I know. We almost made it happen.
Sadly, we're eating cookies, Mark.
Yes.
In replacement of your presence.
Lock boxes.
I just had a story.
Guy hates lock boxes.
If I didn't own Iron Valley Keystone about 2 weeks ago, they make these Bluetooth boxes. I absolutely was going to go out to my truck. I have a battery powered, so I was going to cut it off. I was that mad because for whatever reason, the code wasn't working. And they're not like, you know, hey, it's 1111. You know, it's not like something simple. It's this long series. It's a digital box. You have to Bluetooth to open. And $1 million house. My clients had to stand out in the rain. And I'm like, you know what?
Oh, man.
I have a Sawzall that can fix this really simple and a 4-pound hammer. Yeah. But they're a 4-pound hammer. That's my
4-pound hammer.
Yes. Lockbox hammer.
Mortgage rates.
That's like gas prices.
Government.
It's like a trigger for everybody.
That is a trigger for everybody. As is.
Dump.
I love an as is. They're telling you, we're not fixing anything.
Right.
We know it's broke.
I like a straightforward answer. I'm okay. Good, bad, ugly. I'll take the bad. I love it. That's better than having, an overpriced property with the hidden broken septic system that eventually, you know, rears its ugly head, might I say?
Yeah, JC's giving approval.
He's everything. Looking. He even nodded at me. He likes the septic rear. He's counting the minutes. He's like, they got 2 minutes, so they're off the air.
Here's a positive trigger word for us and probably any real estate photographer. Vacant, flexible. We love those words, especially when they're together. You can go whenever you want on this day. Nobody there. No pets.
1 minute left.
Easy.
Easy.
Love
easy.
It. The going easy. Shows are the best.
Yes.
What a great guest. Yeah. Karen, you got to come on again. You do not have to bring Mark. We actually don't want Mark to come along next time.
Yeah, really.
But Karen Ackley, nextdoorphotos.com. So for any of you real estate professionals out there listening, you're one click away. Go on nextdoorphoto.com.
Photos. They don't take one picture. That. They take multiple pictures. So it's photos. Nextdoor photos. Photos.
It's the way I speak. Yeah. I lost the S. It's been a long night. 717-435-1070.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Fun.
You know, Eamon, I'm glad you were here. It was a great. And I appreciate what you do for helping out those other people, too.
I love the growth. I think that's
amazing.
Yeah, it's huge.